We are now approaching Rattlin' Hope Post Office, a large brick and stone house on the right, which until recently was the local post office. It was built as a rectory in 1865 and is surrounded by splendid tall beech, lime and chestnut trees. When Mary Webb knew Rattlin' Hope, the post office was opposite the rectory and the school where the youth hostel is today.
Rattlin' Hope Church was made famous in the story A Night in the Snow, which describes how the Reverend Donald Carr was lost in the snow in 1865. He was returning to Wolstaston on the other side of the Longmynd after taking a service at Rattlin' Hope. The boots worn by the Reverend Carr can be seen in Shrewsbury Museum. After his ordeal, permission was granted to build a rectory so that the clergy wouldn't have to travel so far to take Sunday services. Take a hint from the story of the Reverend Carr, and if you are walking, please be careful. The weather can change very quickly in these hills, and people still easily lose their way. Tragedies are documented over several centuries, even to the present day.
The church was once an Augustinian priory, although there's no sign of the monastic buildings today. The churchyard is part of the Caring for God's Acre, a churchyard wildlife conservation scheme, and contains some very ancient yew trees which are thought to be more than 1,000 years old. The stone-built church is well worth a visit. It lies under the hill and its weather-boarded belfry is a local landmark. The church is open to visitors every day and the building has work dating over at least 4 centuries. As you approach the main door, on the left is the grave of the last Sin Eater. Sin eating was a Welsh borderland custom where someone takes on the sins of the deceased person. In some areas this was done by eating bread which had been placed on the coffin. This perhaps was an inspiration to Mary Webb, who used this folklore in her famous novel, Precious Bane. Rattlin' Hope is in fact the village of sleep in her first novel, Golden Arrow. The small huddled village of sleep. The church tower, grey, square, knowing all winds, all rains, all snows, and regarding them but as the beating of small birds against its massive walls, rose out of a tall rookery. A farm or two, the vicarage, the school where Deborah and Joe learnt all their less useful knowledge, the post office and a few cottages. These were all the human outposts between the empty valley and the lonely hills.